DNA and Suzanne Vega together at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is your coffee talk for Wednesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. It's World Tapas Day, a good day for some tiny plates of food. And on those tiny plates could be fresh veggies, because it is Fresh Veggies Day. It's also Fudge Day, so I guess pick which one you might choose, because both of them together may not be that great. Are simple things like going out to dinner with friends making you downright giddy? You may be experiencing post-pandemic joy. Mental health experts say the happiness people are feeling as they head out into the world again is very real. Reconnecting with people and being out and about without worrying you might get sick is releasing a whole lot of feel-good hormone, oxytocin, in the brain and making people downright euphoric lately. Get ready for a shortage of teachers, as a new survey found that 25% of teachers said they may leave their jobs at the end of the school year. That is up from before the pandemic, when about 17% of teachers said they wanted to leave their jobs. Seems teachers were already stressed before the pandemic began, and that stress just increased during COVID. The survey also found that teachers were twice as likely to experience job-related stress than other working adults, and three times as likely to experience symptoms of depression. And can't sleep? Try lettuce water. The latest trend sweeping TikTok is drinking lettuce water to help with insomnia. Seems that you just boil some lettuce leaves and then drink the water, and it's supposed to make you sleepy. But can it be true? Well, maybe. According to Dr. Christopher Winter of Charlottesville Neurology and Sleep Medicine, and the author of the book The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It, lettuce contains something called lacticarium, which can make you feel drowsy. Lacticarium is that milky substance you see at the base of some types of lettuce like romaine. It has a similar structure to opium and has some sedative properties, Dr. Winter says. That said, you would need a tremendous amount of lettuce to get the effects, according to the doctor. The amount of lacticarium you're getting from 4 to 5 lettuce leaves is unlikely to do much, he says. But he does say that the warmth of the water could help make you sleepy, not to mention the placebo effect. If you do decide to try it, the good news is that drinking the water of boiled lettuce isn't harmful to you. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.